This is 89.1 KUAR. We're going to break into Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me so that we can bring you a live press conference from Governor Asa Hutchinson. He is about to speak at the Arkansas Department of Health, along with Department of Health Director Nate Smith. This is to update the situation in Arkansas with COVID-19. Yesterday, the officials announced that Arkansas was up to 12 cases. Three of those were new, announced yesterday, so we'll see if any additional cases are announced today. As we wait for them to begin, we'll remind you the public is being advised to avoid getting out at this point, especially people with underlying health conditions or older people, especially important to avoid large crowds. So at this point, waiting to get this update from Governor Asa Hutchinson. It was just last Wednesday that the governor announced Arkansas had its first case, and each subsequent day we've been hearing of more cases being announced. And yesterday, as I said, three additional cases were reported. Those three cases all involved healthcare workers at Jefferson Regional Medical Center and had apparently come in contact with the first positive case that was reported in Arkansas. On Friday, we had three cases reported. Two of those were a couple who had traveled outside the area. The other was someone who had not traveled, had been in Little Rock, which officials said they were concerned about, said that seemed to suggest that maybe it is circulating around the Little Rock area. So again, we'll see what the governor and Health Secretary Dr. Nate Smith have to say. The governor now approaching the podium. Let's go live. Governor Asa Hutchinson.
Attorney General, you might want to come over this way.
There. Attorney General Leslie Rutledge joining him as well.
I did expect to see you this afternoon, but it is important to continue the communication with the media, but most importantly, the public, and to bring everyone up to date on exactly what's happening and how we're coordinating our efforts statewide in reference to the coronavirus that we're experiencing. Whenever you look at our statewide effort, I'm grateful to be joined by the Attorney General. We'll have comments here shortly. Dr. Nate Smith with the Department of Health, Dr. Cam Patterson, with UAMS, and our Secretary of Education, Johnny Key. Since we met yesterday, we've had four additional cases, bringing the total to 16. Dr. Smith will elaborate on these four new cases, but I think you'll see from those that the message to the public as to how to handle these is becoming more clear, and they're responding well in terms of their approach to the emergency rooms and the hospitals as they seek care. I also want to compliment the progress we've made on testing. And there's three different ways that we're looking at obtaining testing here and expanding that capability in Arkansas. First, through the Department of Health, that they have their ongoing capacity now, but we expect that to be expanded tenfold by the end of next week, where they can process 200 tests during the day. And then UAMS has done an incredible job of accelerating their development of an in-house test. Dr. Patterson will comment on that, but both of those together will give us, hopefully by the end of next week, 440 capacity per day for tests across Arkansas. So you can see the level of increase through these multiple efforts. In addition, of course, right now we have the commercial testing labs that are working well. That takes about 2 days, but you'll see that two of the confirmations that we received just last night came from commercial labs. And so that information is coming into us, helps us to have more information. And there's hundreds, if not thousands, of commercial tests that are happening all across this state. And we expect those results to continue to come in. Many of those are negative results, which is good news, but we did have four positive results as well. I also want to mention to the public that we need to avoid panic buying. Grocery stores will continue to be open in the future. Grocery stores will not be closed, and while it is wise to have enough for a short period of time in the house, we don't need to have purchases that are going to last for a month or 2 months. Grocery stores will be open and they will be available. The supply chain continues to work in the United States of America. And we've seen illustrations of panic buying, urgent buying, and we don't need that. We need to be calm about that. We need to understand that the grocery stores and the food and essential supplies will be available in the normal course in the coming weeks and the coming months as well. With that, I invite Dr. Nate Smith to give a more complete report, followed by Dr. Patterson and then the Attorney General for comments and information that's important to the public as well. Dr. Smith.
Arkansas Department of Health Secretary Dr. Nate Smith.
Thank you for being here for the media briefing. Of the four new cases that we have reporting, two of those actually came from a commercial lab. Those were reported to us from a commercial lab. These cases were acquired out of state, and the individuals self-isolated themselves, and so there are no additional contacts, and their county residence is Garland County, but we don't have any children involved, no school issues, and no no contacts associated with those two. The other two are contacts to our original case in Jefferson Regional, and neither of those patients are hospitalized. In terms of testing capacity, although we're up to 16 total, as the governor mentioned, we have over 100 negative tests so far. So these are individuals that are we consider to be at high risk, high probability, and yet we've gotten a lot more negatives than we have positives. That's all good news. We have expanded our testing capability. We're up to almost 40 a day now, and by the end of this week, we expect to be over 100 a day at the public health lab, in addition to the efforts that UAMS will be bringing on online. So thank you.
So I want to thank the governor and his staff for pulling this all together.
This is Surgeon General Drew Bledsoe.
To ensure that we are getting the right information out to healthcare providers across the state and making sure that we have the right capacity available to provide care that is needed both for patients with COVID-19 and for patients who are needing healthcare services for other reasons. As Governor Hutchinson mentioned, we continue to look for ways that UAMS can contribute to the capacity of tests that are available for people in the state of Arkansas. And to this end, we are accelerating development of an in-house assay to detect COVID-19. And our expectation is that by the end of next week, we'll have the capacity to do about 244 additional tests per week. So this will be in addition to the testing that is provided by the Arkansas Department of Health. And this capacity will be available for any healthcare system across the state who has needs for COVID-19 testing. In addition to this, we continue to ensure that we are having good communication with healthcare systems across the state. Healthcare leaders across the state are in constant communication and regular communication to ensure that we're disseminating best practices, that we're learning from each other, and that we're working together to get the right information out. And I would like to take a moment to again emphasize that for any Arkansan who has concerns about whether or not they have COVID-19, the place that you do not want to be is in an emergency room or a busy doctor's office. We have hotlines established. Arkansas Children's Hospital has a hotline available for questions about children. And UAMS has a telephone hotline that is available. UAMS also has available UAMS Health Now, which is an online portal that you can access via your iPhone, laptop, or tablet. It's a free service and allow you to have a face-to-face consultation digitally with a UAMS healthcare professional for questions or concerns or screening needed related to COVID-19. Washington Regional also has a similar platform that is available, and we encourage people as much as possible to use those types of platforms for screening questions. At UAMS, we also have an off-site location set up near campus so that you can drive through and have screening done to keep patients out of the emergency room. And yesterday we did 500 screenings through that site. We appreciate everybody rallying around the healthcare providers who are putting themselves in harm's way to manage the COVID-19 situation. We also continue to encourage everyone to understand that limitations for visitation, both in clinics and in the hospital, are, we realize, burdensome to many families, but necessary as we remain safe sites for healthcare delivery across the state.
And a correction, that was Cam Patterson, Chancellor of UAMS. Now Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge.
Healthcare providers and the Department of Health as well. I'm joining the governor today to make certain that Arkansans understand that price gouging laws are now in effect. With this bad situation, unfortunately, comes bad actors. And when the governor announced a statewide public health emergency declaration due to COVID-19, it triggered Arkansas law on price gouging, and it will be in effect for at least 30 days. However, it can be extended. This is under Act 376 of 1997. The price gouging law is broad. It's meant to cover consumer goods that may be in short supply. These may be some examples include disinfectant, cleaning, personal items, medicine, medical supplies, goods used for personal care, food, and water. This applies not only to individuals who are making those purchases and reporting them to us, but anyone selling those products in the state of Arkansas, whether it's an individual or a business. Many times we see this through our retailers, perhaps a small store or a pharmacy. But it also applies to individuals on Facebook Marketplace or individuals using something such as Amazon or any other online platform. The price gouging law limits price increases to 10% above the price immediately before the emergency was declared. For example, we have been made aware of a situation of a pharmacy in Western Arkansas who was selling a case of water for $4. Now that case of water is being sold at nearly $8. That is well above the price gouging laws, and they will be receiving a call, letter, email, and a lot of contact from my office. I spoke earlier with Dr. Patterson. Not only are individuals at risk of price gouging law, or individuals and companies price gouging them, but so are hospitals. Dr. Patterson shared with me that some of the products that UAMS has been purchasing, perhaps a face mask, which had normally been sold at 80 cents per unit, is now being sold at $22 per unit. Same thing with gowns. What had been sold for less than $1 a unit is being priced to them at $18 a unit. And we know that our medical providers are going to do what they can to get those products, but we will be holding the sellers accountable for price gouging. Dr. Patterson also informed me that he will be meeting via telephone with a task force of hospitals to discuss this and other matters, challenges facing our hospitals. They're meeting, I believe, at 5 o'clock today, but we want hospitals as well as individuals, businesses, let us know if you have complaints about price gouging. What is the penalty for price gouging? It's very high, as it should be, because you're taking advantage of Arkansans in an emergency situation. For every violation of price gouging, you can receive a fine of up to $10,000. That's $10,000 for every single face mask or every single pallet of water that you sold over the limit. Likewise, individuals who are in violation of the price gouging laws will be charged a criminal crime, and we'll be working with our local prosecutors on that. That is an automatic misdemeanor for those who are found in violation of price gouging. So we encourage Arkansans to contact my office at arkansasag.gov. Likewise, our phone lines remain open at 800-482-8982. That's 800-482-8982. We're on all social media platforms. Please contact us because we want to protect Arkansans to ensure that these supplies are available for every single family, every single business, and medical provider as we go through this. Thank you very much.
Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge. Again, we're bringing a live press conference here. Governor Asa Hutchinson now speaking.
That message will bring prices back down to where they should be. We're grateful for that message. I also want to now discuss the issue of the schools in Arkansas. We've had many communications from parents, from educators, and we continue to listen to the guidance of our national CDC headquarters and the professional health experts there, as well as our own health team here within the Department of Health and UAMS and other experts here in Arkansas. But as we continue to look at the guidance from the CDC, where they do not recommend the broad closure of schools, it is also important to listen to the parents and educators who do not have a level of confidence in terms of their safety and where what the situation is with COVID-19 in their community, because there's been adequate testing in Arkansas. And so as a result of this legitimate concern, and in order for our testing to be able to catch up and for us to be able to have a better handle on exactly where we are in the state of Arkansas in terms of any positive cases, I am authorizing on Monday each school district to close their school for on-site instruction. And then beginning on Tuesday, the closure statewide for on-site instruction will be mandatory through the end of this week. And of course, then you'll be in spring break. And at that time, we'll return to normal classroom instruction, unless the circumstances dictate otherwise. I'll let the superintendent or commissioner elaborate on this, but this is important to get the message out today. One of the reasons Secretary Key advised that Monday should be an optional day because of this being late on Sunday, parents need to make arrangements for childcare or other arrangements for the children. And so it's up to the superintendents as to whether they have regular instruction on Monday or whether they go to online instruction. But beyond that, on Tuesday, statewide in Arkansas, the schools will be closed for on-site instruction. With that, let me recognize Secretary Key for additional comments.
Arkansas Education Secretary Johnny Key.
Just to reiterate, with the issue of Monday versus Tuesday, there are districts who are prepared and could make that call, so the superintendents and the boards in those districts are authorized to do so. But we also know there are districts that need a day to not just allow their parents to make arrangements, but also for their staff to make arrangements to distribute AMI packets or to distribute the computers or electronic devices that their students will need to take home in order to do their alternative method of instruction work in that case. So also during this time, we'll be working closely with the superintendents to make sure that they are going through a routine process of sanitizing, cleaning their buildings, and preparing those buildings for when school would resume after spring break. So we think this is prudent at this time to make this call. I appreciate the governor's leadership on this. It is a very tough call to make because we know that students depend on so many things for their care and education in their local schools. We also are heartened to know that in many of the communities they are making preparations for meal programs to continue. We will continue to work with our local districts to make sure that happens, and we are continuing to work with the USDA to make sure we have all the necessary waivers in place so that either the delivery or the grab-and-go models, whichever is appropriate for the school districts to use, will be in accordance with the USDA policies under that waiver.
Thanks, Secretary Key. I'm glad to turn it over for any questions.
And you're listening to KUAR 89.1, bringing you a live press conference with Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson and state officials about the situation with COVID-19.
It's a good question.
This is Dr. Nate Smith with the Department of Health.
Really depends on where in the United States that you live. We have active community spread of COVID-19 in some parts of the country. In Arkansas, we really have limited evidence of community spread, mostly in the Little Rock area. We don't have as many cases, and we don't have as widespread an epidemic here in Arkansas at this time as some states. And so I think that people who have high level of vulnerability, Dr. Fauci is very energetic, but he is in his late 70s, and so he's taking some precautions based on his age. I think many of our older Arkansans or those with underlying medical conditions should consider how much they want to be out there in the public, especially those who are in central Arkansas. For others, it's a different equation. We can continue to go on with life, many aspects of life, just trying to avoid contact with sick individuals, making sure that we avoid things like shaking hands that we normally do, wash hands frequently, try and avoid touching your face and coughing into your elbow rather than coughing into your hands, the things that we do to prevent the transmission of flu as well.
But isn't there some emerging evidence of asymptomatic transmission might occur in this outbreak? And also, how can we say that we don't have significant evidence of community spread when our testing abilities are so limited? Can we really even have an accurate epidemiological picture of this outbreak?
We don't have as clear a picture as we would like and as we will, but as I mentioned, you know, we've done over 100 tests, all in individuals who had were we considered to be the highest risk, and we've only had 14 in positive in our lab plus the two from the commercial lab. So there may be cases, there certainly are cases, I'm sure, that we have not detected yet, but I don't have evidence of widespread transmission throughout Arkansas at this time. Now, what was the first part of your question?
That's good. She got it. Yeah, let me go ahead and take another question. Is there any other question?
How are hospitals in smaller communities, rural communities, handling the screening and the testing process?
Cam Patterson with UAMS.
In close contact with the leaders in small hospitals across the state. I've been very heartened by what I have learned about their preparedness for this. They have in place, as far as we can tell, pretty rigorous screening protocols in place in alignment with CDC guidelines. We continue to work with each of these hospitals to ensure that they have the resources that they need to implement the screening procedures that are necessary. In fact, this afternoon we have a series of calls primarily focused on smaller hospitals across the state of Arkansas to continue to stress test their ability to respond to this. And so far, those stress tests have all indicated a resilient healthcare system, especially for rural Arkansas.
Governor.
Yes.
Could you please reiterate your message to the public when it comes to travel to places within the United States? So it's spring break coming up, and Washington State being one of the epicenter of this outbreak. And also, your plans for travel outside the state. Do you plan to cancel those plans as well?
I do not have any plans to go out of state in the near future. But any trip that is planned, they need to ask some fundamental questions. And that is, am I going to an area that has extensive outbreak and reportable cases? Am I going to a location in which I'm going to be with family that I know? Are you going to events in which there's hundreds of people from unknown locations? Are you going by mass transportation? Are you going by private vehicle? All of those are considerations for deciding whether the travel is appropriate or not, the necessity of it. And then you have to think about, well, what happens when you return? And if you did pick up something, part of the virus, you test positive, then you might be quarantined for 24 days or whenever you return. And so they need to think through each of those scenarios in making that decision. We recognize that people have made travel plans, but we want them to rethink and evaluate those. Dr. Smith related the case in Garland County. A couple traveled out of state, but they came back, they handled it well, they did test positive for it, but they didn't come in contact with anybody when they were here. And so you've got to be responsible, you've got to make good judgments, because it's not just your health, but it's your children, it's your family, and the community. Yes?
Do the closings apply to daycares as well?
The closings do not apply to daycare, although we recognize that many daycares will be impacted by that, and they'll make their own judgments. Jimmy, else on that, Secretary Key?
Just say that in many of our school districts, we have ABC programs, and that's the state-funded pre-K program. Because they are part of the school district on the campus, those would close. We have other independently owned ABC programs, and those decisions would be left to those owners in guidance with DHS and the Division of Child Care and Early Childhood Education.
And let me emphasize something that I think is important, that I want parents and educators to recognize that this decision is made based upon we'd like to have more information. We want the public to have greater confidence in the safety and health of their students as they go to school. But we also want an expectation that when we return from spring break, we expect there to be the positive cases that have developed. We don't expect this to end, but we also want school to resume in a normal fashion. And while we might have to close school for a couple of days if we find a positive test in a community or there might be a student that's impacted, we don't expect longer term closures. Now, that's the expectation. I want parents to recognize how we're making this decision. And then, obviously, CDC can change guidance based upon circumstances. We'll continue to look at their guidance and to see if that changes. But that, based upon guidance right now, and the opinion of my Dr. Smith and our public health experts, we do expect when classes resume after spring break to go back into normal class schedule. And this is important for our employers that rely upon workers. It's important for our healthcare workers. Many of them have children in the schools and their availability. It is important for those that are dependent upon their livelihood in work opportunities. And much of that depends upon the consistency of our education system. And so that's what we're striving for. That's what we're hoping for and looking for. But we understand the necessity of today's action because of we want to have greater capacity in testing, more information to the public, a greater understanding and confidence in the safety of our school system.
And we've been listening to a live press conference, Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson and state officials speaking with reporters. Again, what's new today, four additional cases of COVID-19 or the coronavirus have been announced, bringing the total in the state to 16. Two cases were confirmed by the state. Two others came from a commercial lab. Two of those cases are in Garland County, the other Pine Bluff area, and that is connected to the first person who was confirmed with this, who was from the Pine Bluff area. Also, to repeat what the governor was addressing there, schools. Tomorrow is an optional day. School districts can decide whether or not to hold classes. But on Tuesday, through the rest of this week, a mandatory closure will be in effect for public schools in Arkansas the following week as then spring break, and then classes would return after that. So more closings being announced, and again, the number of cases in Arkansas is 16. And we will continue to bring you coverage on this. And this is 89.1 KUAR, Little Rock, a listener-supported service of the University of Arkansas at Little Rock.